The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's 8:40 on this Wednesday morning. There was a lot of shock and outrage last weekend when it was learned that potentially toxic materials from that Ohio train derailment was being transported to Michigan. It turns out that wasn't necessarily something that was just snuck in. The facility where it was being taken routinely collects this kind of material. Joining us right now to help us sort through the details on this story, he's been covering this for the Detroit Free Press, where he covers environmental news, Keith Matheny. Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
They seem to be characterized as, you know, by dark of night, all these toxic materials were being snuck into Michigan. Fact is, the place in Romulus, I think there was another one in Van Buren Township, are set up to collect materials like this, right?
That's exactly right. I'm going to freely admit that this story caught me a little bit flat-footed over the weekend because I was sort of a mind, well, of course that stuff was coming here. It's one of the largest by volume. The Van Buren Township hazardous waste landfill is one of the largest by volume in the country.
Yeah.
So given that Republic Services, the waste hauling giant that owns that landfill now, is involved in the Ohio train derailment cleanup, it sort of stood to reason, given the volumes they had, that they would probably, you know, truck the stuff to that landfill.
I think the fact
to
is,
and the liquid waste to the injection site in Romulus.
And because that sort of thing happens routinely, I know that this is a very notorious case, this Ohio train derailment, so it has a lot of eyes on it. What are some other kinds of materials or circumstances where these facilities would be accepting this kind of material?
Well, U.S. Ecology basically advertises to the rest of the United States to please bring your hazardous waste to our facility, that it's, you know, appropriately built and to treat these wastes and handle them. And they talk about things like PCBs, PFAS, the non-stick forever chemicals that have been in the news so much. Some of the fracking waste from oil and gas fracking that has a little bit of elevated radioactivity. They also advertise that they can dispose of that. So one can presume that these sorts of things are trucking into southern Michigan on a daily basis with little or no fanfare. Literally, the only thing that's different here is people paying attention.
Well, that's just it. And with all these people paying attention now, people are beginning to pay attention to the reputation of these facilities. How safe are they? And I guess there have been some violations at the site in Romulus, right?
Yeah, the Michigan Eagle, the state environmental regulator, earlier this week indicated that there have been some recent violations last summer at inspections at the injection well site. And then again in January. Now they say that the company was able to correct those violations. And one of the frustrations some people have about how this works is even when a facility like this is not in compliance, the kind of do-si-do is, okay, they get in compliance and then they're able to keep doing what they're doing. Actually, they never stop doing what they're doing. And then we wait till the next violation.
They're obviously set up in a way that they can safely, at least we sure hope it's safely, dispose of these materials. I mean, what makes them different than a regular landfill?
Well, it has to do with the various liners that they use, and they also have to have some sophisticated systems to capture sort of the contaminated liquids that want to flow away from a landfill like this. They have like federal and state regulatory provisions that they have to adhere to, and for the most part they do, but there have been some violations in the past where things didn't work the way they were supposed to.
That's even more concerning, I think, than the materials coming in from Ohio, isn't it?
Well, I mean, there's that, and certainly I know some people have concern about how exactly does this stuff get here. I mean, what roads are you using? Mm-hmm. What kinds of trucks are you using? What if there's an accident with the truck? That is in, to some degree captured in the regulations, but that's an open question.
Well, and if that's, I mean, if that's being addressed, then it makes sense for this stuff to come to Michigan rather than having to cross several different states, right?
Well, I mean, but to be fair, I think that U.S. Ecology, if someone in Arizona or California wanted to send their waste here, wouldn't say no.
Oh, of course.
One of the things that's an interesting dynamic here is while local government, state, federal government officials here and the public might say, we want to limit this stuff coming in from out of state, these are for-profit companies that don't want to limit this stuff coming in from out of state. They want it. They're openly soliciting for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the transport of the materials into Michigan from Ohio has halted. Is that bowing to public pressure, or were they just done?
No, they're absolutely not done. It was completely related to the pressure. According to Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who spoke with me within the last couple of days, EPA basically took over the management of the cleanup from Norfolk Southern, the railroad involved in the derailment, I think on Friday. And basically EPA listened to the large public outcry from Michigan to halt the materials coming to our state. And they've since found a couple of additional facilities in Ohio and in a facility in Indiana to take it. We're dealing with some really large volumes of material here, so they need like capacity, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's, it's the rail cars themselves, the tanks that were blown up. It's water, it's soil, it's a lot of different things, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. We'll continue to read your coverage in the Free Press. Really appreciate your time this morning, Keith. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.